Well, welcome to the last video in this series on the Book of Joshua. I decided to add an additional video because there was one key thing that, on top of all the previous videos, that I believe is really important, and I've titled it, Have You Consulted God About It? And just listen to this story about Joshua. And in Joshua chapter 9, verse 14, it says, But they did not ask the Lord. You see, when you consult God before making decision, it keeps you out of all types of problems. And I tend to rush off into directions once I think I know where he's taking me. And it does get me into a lot of trouble, that there's got to be a lot of rewinding or a lot of things need to happen to get out of it. But Joshua had to learn the hard way. They just had this major victory as Jericho, as you'll read about in the book. So they're flushed with success. And they probably felt they didn't need to consult God because, that's what he promised, and they were on the road to conquering in this country. But overconfidence can be deadly in your business or your church or your career and just in life. And the Gibeonites, they were one of Israel's enemies, and they could see there was no way, even though they were strong, that they were going to defeat this nation. Because God was with them. So they sent negotiators. And sometimes people will send to you good-sounding people to do some negotiations or to prepare the ground for the next step. And they came and they had a lot of lies, told a lot of lies, made up stories, and Joshua presumed they were telling the truth. And so he signed a treaty with them, and it proved to be one of the biggest mistakes in his life. From that day on, the Gibeonites became a constant thorn in Israel's side. And we'll have people that we come into agreement with to do business with. They may be come in as pastors or ministers in our churches. And we haven't asked God, and these people can become a pain because they're not the right people. They haven't come with the right spirit, the right attitude. And it takes an awful lot to be able to move on without them being there. So if you have a tendency to move too quickly or operate in your own strength and skill, read these words carefully and be prayerful about it. And they're from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 7 in one of the versions. And it says, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. And do not be wise in your own eyes. So remember, consult God and be listening as you are moving forward.